Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature an interview with Scott Fisher and Suzanne Leckert, who are partners in Convergence Strategy Group, a new consulting group in the industry. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America, and now with a focus on sports betting. Scott Fisher and Suzanne Leckert have a long history in gaming consulting. Together, they have more than 35 years of experience in gaming, leisure, tribal, commercial, and public sectors. They recently announced the formation of the Convergence Strategy Group, a new consulting organization whose services include project feasibility, land use and master planning, economic impact analyses, and advisory service for existing operations looking to increase market share and operating margins. The firm is also bolstered by the application of groundbreaking GIS, mapping, and data analytics tools that only a few experts in CSG's core industries have mastered. They spoke with me at the Indian Gaming Trade Show in Las Vegas in April. Suzanne Leckert and Scott Fisher, thanks for joining us on the podcast today, and congratulations. You both have joined together in a consulting group, and I've known both of you for a while here, and Scott, you've been a friend for a long time. So why don't you explain how you guys got together and what the consulting group is going to be doing?
Okay. Well, thanks, Roger, for talking with us today. Basically, Suzanne and I have been working together and as well as being friends for most of our professional careers. So going back, about 15 years, working together. And for the last about 6 months, we've been collaborating on projects and talking about eventually, getting all of our ducks in order to get this consulting group, Convergence Strategy Group, off the ground. So now it is. Basically, we've been doing feasibility studies and economic impact and urban planning projects over time, and that's kind of what we're moving forward with. The big thing with us coming together is we do have different skill sets and backgrounds, me economics and really a quant geek, and Suzanne being more in terms of urban planning, but also having a great quantitative skill set as well. And obviously different perspectives and that expertise, I think it provides us more of a horizontal platform, I'm not sure what it is that we can provide.
Right. Suzanne, give us a little background of what you've been doing in the past and what you hope to do with the new company here.
Okay. Well, just a little bit of background on me. And again, thank you, Roger.
Sure.
I started in urban planning years ago. That's when I went and got my degree in. And then I kind of fell into gaming 15 years ago, working with Scott and some other friends of ours. And it's just kind of evolved from there. I've probably over the last 9 years, I've gotten to work on some really interesting planning projects, specifically with economic diversification and economic development plans for communities. I'm really excited about the prospect of bringing that to commercial, tribal, gaming operators to kind of expand their offerings. And, Scott and I have always had great admiration for one another, and this was the opportunity to collaborate and kind of bring our skills together.
Sure. And I think you have very complementary skill sets, in involving the tribal communities as well. So how are you going to approach your...
What we're looking to do is really demonstrate that the power of having essentially the thing that we're going to be trying to sell the most is this planning standpoint. You've got two minds coming out of things from different directions. Suzanne is excellent at more coming up with ideas and blue sky things, but really with two people, you get two different viewpoints that maybe I wouldn't say not aligned, but you come up with a lot of different ideas, and that's one of the main selling points of what we're how we'd be doing it. And again, from her perspective, she's got a lot more of a planning and a master planning background. I don't have that, and so that's what. We can really sell. Sometimes things are time sensitive, and having a lot of needing to do something big
right.
in a short time frame. Obviously, the two of us, it's a lot easier to say, we're available, we can do this. That's always been the toughest thing as an individual consultant, which I've been doing, is, you know, sometimes when it rains, it pours.
Right.
But with two of us, it's never raining that hard. We can, you know, we'll figure out a way to, you know, get enough umbrellas.
Well, and if I can piggyback on that a bit, you know, Scott and I have been in the gaming industry for, you know, Scott 20 years, myself 15, and we've met lots of people over the years.
Sure.
We've worked with lots of different organizations, and we have lots of people that we can reach out to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one thing that we bring is, you know, a very robust network of
right.
experts that we can bring in to our client's project. They
sure,
may not
right.
need to bring in a particular expert on one field, but we can reach out to people in that industry. We can reach out to people who really know that best answer
sure.
and bring that to our clients mm-hmm. as well, because we've developed those relationships.
Sure. So if you get somebody, you know, who wants to include, you know, a robust casino operation, mm-hmm. you can bring somebody who has that casino operations experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you guys might not have together.
Yeah, that's I guess the other thing, which I really want to point out. I had been really reluctant about joining a company or becoming partners with anyone
right.
over these last 9 years,
sure, right.
except Suzanne. I was like, okay, I'll break that rule there. But that was, you know, that's still something which I'm really reluctant to say. Okay, we're going to partner up and we're going to compete with
right.
you know, the biggest folks in the industry, but we do have this understanding that, you know, we've got a list of everybody that provides different services, and they're joining us as colleagues, you know, on projects, you know, wherever they fit in, and that's how we see moving forward, at least, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Sure. Sure. So I guess you'll be interested in governments that want to have studies done, economic impact studies or urban planning studies, things of that nature
oh,
as well.
Absolutely. Government entities, tribal entities, commercial operators, investment groups, you know, looking to maximize, you know, their share of a market,
right.
looking, you know, for markets, you know, those fewer and fewer markets to go into.
So tell me about, you know, what kind of things you'll recommend. Obviously, you can do studies of market studies. You know, this is here. Will you recommend like how they can take advantage of certain situations, especially given the increased competition in gaming?
Really, the key is understanding economic diversification and
right.
what makes sense, what doesn't. So I guess it's sort of a combination of highest and best use studies
mm-hmm.
as well as, you know, what kind of economic opportunities do you have? Are you looking to expand off-res, or if you're, you know,
right.
commercial operation or just general, you know, investment vehicle, just, you know, looking elsewhere? So it doesn't have to be highest and best use of this plot of land. It could be
sure.
where should we be invested next?
Yeah.
So yeah,
right.
well, that's certainly what we're looking at.
And of course, there's a lot of drive right now toward non-gaming amenities, since there's so much
Absolutely.
Gaming competition. You know, these casinos want to add their non-gaming, and they're not sure what to do. Is that something that you'll be involved in?
Absolutely, and that's actually something I feel like we have a particular strength in, partially from my planning background,
right.
In like doing these highest and best use studies and identifying markets where a particular business idea is a good one versus one that's not.
Right.
And, you know, I've developed over the last few years some really, I would say, advanced mapping abilities and looking really at details of demographics and psychographic data
mm-hmm.
and identifying markets that are better than others.
Sure.
And,
right.
you know, I think half of our value is in steering clients away from what could be a bad decision.
Right.
Yeah. Right. If it was just about doing casino studies, she doesn't need me, and I don't need her.
Right.
You know,
we both
are doing those
right.
on our own forever. But yeah, when you get into diversification, having two heads to come up with ideas is definitely
right. And you know, we've always heard about return on investment for non-gaming amenities, and of course, the biggest return on investment is a parking garage, and the worst is a golf course. So you want to steer them somewhere in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
Where they can find the sweet spot for their location. And I guess that depends on what kind of market they're in as well.
Right. I mean, and what will drive incremental visitation, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and what complements not just their property but their entire portfolio.
Right. Right. Okay. So, are there a lot of companies and businesses out there who are trying, tribes who are trying to get into gaming for the first time that you can help? Or are you looking for companies that are already active and you can just add to their?
I'm not sure about whether there's a lot of tribes that, you know, have nothing right now
right.
and are looking. Most, in most of those cases, they have nothing because they're in such a rural location that there's not much that you can do for them. And I suppose there's some that are still in states which have issues that limit their opportunities.
Right.
You know, it's not because of the rural location, it's the state location. Sure. But those are few and far between, I think, what really the opportunity out there, as well as our contacts, would be in places that already have existing facilities, are in competitive markets, and are looking to do something or diversify, even outside of their casino resort, you know, finding other opportunities to make money for the tribes.
Okay. So, as I mentioned earlier, you have experience in Asia. Are you looking in that market to get some clients as well?
I am. I have been. I've been doing a lot of sub-consulting for in different markets over there, but it's a continent I know very well. I've worked in, roughly about 10 different countries in Pacific Rim. I know the region well. I'll obviously still be pursuing opportunities there, whether it's expanding existing properties or helping people to develop new things, because that is a market which is still emerging, despite being very, you know.
Tell me some of the projects you've done in the past that you think have really worked out well, that you can talk about.
See, that's part of the issue here. Right. you know, confidentiality is something that I always try to maintain for my clients.
Right.
You know, I have been, I've been very proud of my relationship with Wynn Resorts over the years. I was on their team that helped them select the site in Massachusetts and went through the entire process, licensing and so forth with them. Was been really proud to assist that organization. You know, aside from there, you know, economic development plans and so forth. I worked on a really, really interesting Pious and Best Use study where we looked at a development for housing and so forth, and actually won an award for that.
Okay.
So
you've done some great stuff too. What are some of the ones that you're really proud of?
Well, I mean, I guess the one that I always go back to also would be Wynn, which would be the initial financing of the Wynn property in Macau, with first and second phase on the peninsula, as well as did the research, did the analysis for the casino that was awarded a license in Cyprus for Spectrum Gaming Capital. And that one, you know, could potentially be one of the largest casinos in Europe once that's developed. Now the question is, you know, how proud am I of it? Well, when it's developed and when they hit my numbers on the market, then I'll be super proud of it. But I know the Wynn numbers, I was close on to the Macau market to have hit the numbers in the early years when nobody really had a really good sense. That was such phenomenal growth in there.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is, you know, it's a tough market, and that a lot of stuff that you do analyses for either doesn't get built or doesn't get built to what you specified, or the competitive landscape changes overnight.
Yeah.
So it's challenging. It's interesting, and again, it's something which you know, coming at it with a couple of different perspectives here, is going to be you know, interesting to help out clients. But I think you know, getting into the stuff that's non gaming, diversifying, that's going to be the fun part.
Sure, absolutely, and that's very important to the industry these days. I think a lot of casinos and companies are looking for that kind of diversification so that they can add another cash register to their property. So thanks for joining us. I appreciate that, and good luck with the company. When you have more to talk about, we'll do this again.
Thank you, Roger.
Sure.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the GGB Podcast, brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. To learn more about the gaming industry, visit GGBMagazine.com, or for a weekly update, visit GGBNews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, or on LinkedIn and Facebook at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the Global Gaming Business Podcast.